Joining me now is Michael Barnett, the CEO of the Auckland Chamber of Commerce. Kia ora, Michael.
Hey, good evening.
A bit of a shock, a bit of a shame, but are you glad that the government has moved quickly on this?
I think it is a shock, and it will be a shock to most New Zealanders. Most importantly, I think we were always expecting that there would be a resurgence of some sort and at some level, and the big test now is for New Zealanders is how we manage it.
You've got till noon tomorrow before everything has to shut down that can't remain as an essential service. How important is that to your members in terms of getting themselves organised?
I think for those that are aware of the call tonight, many of them will have already set up a phone chain and there'll be communication going on. You know, those who have their work laptops, stay home, work from home. Those that need to come into the office, they can come in but need to be clear by lunchtime. So I think, there's going to be a huge amount of activity tonight and tomorrow morning. It's going to be disruptive, but I go back to the point, the big issue for business is to know that they need to be compliant so that as a country we can successfully manage this.
Did you have any warning of this announcement this evening? Any inkling of it?
Absolutely no warning at all, and I think that would be the same for most New Zealanders. It'll come as a shock. It'll be devastating to many as they think of a return to any level of lockdown. But I repeat what I said before. I think being compliant, working as best and as quickly as we can to comply, and then to help the government to manage this is the best thing we can all do.
The other thing, of course, for you and your members is the economic challenge, the business challenge, and how much slack is there in the system for you and your members in terms of dealing with, once again, a big slowdown in economic activity?
I think given that the signal is for the next 3 days, I think people will probably look and say we can manage this. I think it's what happens beyond that. Most businesses are vulnerable at the moment. Less than 50% are back working at 100%. And to ask them to stop now for many is going to put them under threat again. So, as I say, the next few days is going to be testing what happens after that.
Michael, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thanks so much.
It's Michael Barnett, the CEO of the Auckland Chamber of Commerce. Auckland,